Picture a shipping captain somewhere in the Persian Gulf this morning, staring at a six-month bonus offer just to sail through the Strait of Hormuz. That single image, a corporation essentially paying hazard pay equivalent to half a year's salary to move cargo, tells you everything you need to know about the world we're waking up to on Wednesday, July 22, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is Intellijix's comprehensive daily news briefing.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a densely packed episode today, and I want to give you a real preview of what we're covering, because every single one of these threads connects back to the central story of this moment. Iran's war is now in its 11th consecutive night of strikes, and the ripple effects are touching everything, from oil prices at $90 a barrel to the yen hitting its weakest point against the dollar since 1986, to Kuwait civilians being told to ration air conditioning in the middle of a brutal July heat wave. We're going to go deep on all of that.
We'll also cover the diplomatic dimension. Trump is actively weighing whether to push for a ceasefire or escalate toward full-scale war with Israel. Rubio is meeting Lavrov on the sidelines of ASEAN in Manila, and there's a near-complete India-US trade deal that's getting overshadowed by all of this conflict. Plus, the Treasury just froze a $130 million IRGC crypto wallet, which is a fascinating piece of financial warfare we need to unpack.
On the technology side, we have a lot to dig into. CoreWeave just posted benchmarks showing NVIDIA's new Vera Rubin architecture delivers 10 times the performance of the previous Blackwell generation. Numbers that explain why the AI infrastructure arms race is only accelerating. We've got the Azure DevOps security flaw that lets invisible HTML comments hijack AI agents. The Suno AI breach that exposed 55 million user accounts after 8 months of silence. And Morgan Stanley's stark warning that Europe's AI spending trails the United States by a factor of 20.
In business and markets, we're watching chip stocks rebound after the Kimi K3 sell-off, Bitcoin surging on White House movement on the Clarity Act, Chinese stocks climbing on a $9 billion Beijing intervention, and SpaceX setting an August 4th earnings date that triggers what could be the largest insider share unlock in capital markets history, $123 billion of stock becoming eligible 2 days later. We'll also get into the Apple-Klarna device leasing deal launching July 28th, and the growing conversation about AI eliminating entry-level hiring.
We're covering domestic politics, too. Trump-backed candidates swept Arizona's key primaries. Laura Loomer made a surprising visit to Kyiv and publicly said she fell for Russian propaganda. And there's a tense story out of Memphis where a pizzeria's refusal to serve National Guard troops tied to a federal task force is drawing community rallies. And we'll close with our What If We're Wrong segment, where we challenge the consensus view on the Iran conflict's trajectory. Plus a look at some of the predictions we've made on this show that didn't survive contact with reality.
That's a genuinely full hour. Let's get into it.